It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. August 19th, 1791, African-American astronomer and mathematician Benjamin Banneker sends a copy of his first almanac to Thomas Jefferson to disprove Jefferson's belief that blacks were intellectually inferior to whites. 1921, Gene Roddenberry, of course the producer of the sci-fi series Star Trek, was born. 1950, the tradition of Saturday morning television for children began in the United States. The ABC television network programming included Acrobat Ranch and Animal Clinic. 1996, IDT Corporation announced the acquisition of Genie Online Service, which catered to about 20,000 subscribers. And Netscape Communications releases the version 3.0 of the Netscape Navigator web browser. 1997, AMD announced that it had ceased manufacturing of the K5 processor. 1998, air traffic control over a wide New England area blacks out due to a computer crash at the Federal Aviation Administration's Boston Center. And in 1999, the ABC News website was defaced by United Lone Gunmen. Apple Computer Corporation announced that they'd had filed suit against eMachines, alleging that the E1 PC was illegally copied from the design of Apple iMac computer. Intel Corporation confirms a report that they plan to exit the market for chips that process 2- and 3-dimensional graphics for personal computers. And Microsoft Corporation announced that their newly released Office 2000 and MSN Messenger software packages contain bugs in security implementation that may make them vulnerable to attacks. If you're a small or medium business that doesn't have any type of backup to their computer offsite, well, you need to start, because you never know. Fire, flood, theft, all these things can turn your business from a great success to a great failure. And we don't want that. We want you to bring everything back so you can make the next social network or make the next big thing, and do that by backing up all your stuff offsite by using Carbonite. Now, they have pro plans and server plans. Pro plans starting at $269.99 a year, and server plans starting at $799.99 a year. You can hook up unlimited computers or servers. It is easy to use web dashboard, and it's all HIPAA compliant if you are a startup healthcare. Awesome there. Check it all out. Go over to geekazine.com/carbonite, geekazine.com/carbonite, and back up now, back up often, back up all the time using Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, the Callisto Console Wearers Group determined how to rip and redistribute Dreamcast GD-ROMs as CD-ROM ISOs without the need of swappable boot disk CD-ROMs. 2001, the Nihon Keizai Shimbun, Japan Economic Times, daily newspaper published an article which would state that Fujitsu, one of Japan's largest technology firms, would reduce its worldwide workforce by 15,000 employees. 2002, Sony released the Klee PEG SJ20 handheld computer with 16 megabytes of RAM for $199. 2003, the Korean Network Information Center of the organization entrusted with Internet Resource Management in Korea launched the Hangul KR service. Hangul is Korean characters, and the service allows websites to register web domains. Also in 2003, the So Big Worm becomes known and spread rapidly via email. Version 1.0 of SQLite Database Browser, a public domain open source graphical user interface database client for SQL, is released. And version 1.1 of the QLinux free operating system is also released. 2004, the first stocks for Google would actually start trading. 19,605,052 shares were available at $85 a share. The group wanted it at $135 a share, but as we talked about yesterday, it got a float price of $85. 2005, AMD released the mobile Sempron 3300 Plus processor, which operated at 2000 MHz and featured a 128 kilobit level 2 cache. 2008, Microsoft lifts a licensing restriction that had allowed software running inside virtual machines to shift hardware only once every 90 days. And a federal judge rejected the Massachusetts Transit Agency's attempts to bar three students from discussing subway card vulnerabilities until sometime next year, which they did online. 2009, Google adds app script to spreadsheets so you can add certain functionality. A good example is the ability to send an email using a button in the spreadsheet. And in 2010, McAfee reported that Cameron Diaz replaced Jessica Biel as the riskiest celebrity ever to search for on the internet. And DomainT-Shirts.com sells at auction for $1.26 million. Disco.com sold for $225,000 and BigApple.com for $70,000. Alcohol.com and XXX.com were also up for bid, but no one wanted to meet the $5 million reserve price. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.